Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Showbiz Podcast, episode number 11. I am here, of course, with my good buddy and friend, Brian. Where are you at, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Of course, it's episode 11, Wednesday, April 2nd. As you know, yesterday, we got you guys pretty good.
And don't deny it.
If you didn't know what we're talking about, yesterday was April Fool's, and we said that Chuck E. Cheese has sued us for the name showbizpizza.com and took the site, took all of our content, and they were going to close down and make it their own. But obviously that didn't happen, and you guys were freaking out.
Yeah.
People were ready to quit their jobs and
quit Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, man. Of course, we do have some really cool showbizpizza.com discussion just for you. Travis is opening up a brand new token museum featuring tokens all through the years from all different concepts.
And also, I updated the photo gallery for you guys. I added those subsections you guys heard about earlier. Make it easier for finding pictures and anything you're looking for, pretty much. And also, I added a slideshow. Right now, it's a Chuck E. Cheese slideshow. And throughout the months and weeks and any day, pretty much, they'll be changing from like Chuck E. Cheese to Rockafire to Showbiz Pizza to anything, pretty much. And I'm also asking you guys to contribute, make your own slideshows. And all you have to do is send them to me, and then I will upload them for you. And you all get credit for them at the very end of the slideshow. Sounds
sweet.
Good.
Yeah. Also, for our forum, we have a brand new code of conduct coming soon. Of course, when it's posted, we'll post a link up in a thread, but everyone's required to read over the new rules. Also, if you want to contact us here at the podcast, please email us instead of calling in. It's brian@showbizpizza.com. That goes directly to me. And the reason being, it's pretty hard to understand anything like important information like addresses or phone numbers or whatever. It's just a lot easier to keep track of, too.
And also, Travis is making a lot of video archive updates for you guys. And we have a video archive commercial for you guys right now.
Are you bored with life? Tired of your sad, meaningless existence? Well, don't do anything drastic until you check out our updated video archive. There's nearly 4 gigabytes of videos for you to watch and download. With over 375 videos, you'll always have something fun to watch. We now return to your scheduled programming.
All right. We have a pretty big list of birthdays because we didn't do any March shows.
We suck.
Yeah, we were trying to kind of build up to the April Fool's joke by pretending the site was shutting down, and I don't know. See,
and we had bad news.
Yeah, that was our bad news.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have.
Yeah, that was the bad news. Just in case you guys are confused,
and we have a birthday list for both March and April. You want to kick that off, Jeff?
Well, actually, first in February, Mike Hill had a birthday. We didn't announce that, and he came crying to me.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hill.
He came crying to me about it. So yeah, Mr. Hill, happy birthday. All right, here we go. Here's the March birthdays. Lively Star King. Little Duke. Fan of CEC. MJ Fuller 7. Shiny Happy Jen. Matt Hat 13. And I get the honors to do the happy birthday to Kate. And Brian's probably weeping in his chair right now.
Giggity.
All alone.
And our April birthdays, Sungun 12, Gypsy, Cheese Fun, and Zombie 25. Giggity, giggity, giggity. We also have some news for you. Unfortunately, it's all Chuck E. Cheese news again, but we need the community's help. If our show is to continue, we need help from everybody to contribute from all ends of the community. It's really appreciated.
Hence why we have Showbiz Hotline. Use it.
Our first story comes from BusinessWire.com. Tommy Franks is appointed to the CEC Entertainment Board of Directors. Dick Franks says, "We are delighted that Tommy Franks is joining our board. General Franks' experience of managing operations and developing strategy will be invaluable to our board and company. As we continue to enhance the Chuck E. Cheese brand both domestically and around the globe, General Franks' international background and relationships will complement our efforts to grow business and increase shareholder value."
All right, and some more news. WGAL.com reports in Manham Township, Pennsylvania. This is a funny one. A man running around Chuck E. Cheese's on Thursday evening was spitting and yelling, quote, "I have hepatitis C," unquote. Manham Township police said they arrived at Chuck E. Cheese's of Fruitville Pike around 7:45 and found David Enseride, 45 years of age, of Inferrada outside the restaurant. He was taken to a local hospital. Police said they have not confirmed whether he has hepatitis C. Chuck E. Cheese managers closed the facility and told partners to watch the soap and water. Police said there were no reports of anyone having direct contact with Enseride, who police charged with one count of disorderly conduct. Chuck E. Cheese officials reported that the facility was sanitized and is now open for business.
All right, and from the same restaurant, earlier in the week, police were out there because on Monday night, a 17-year-old girl from Warwick Township was walking to her car from her break. She worked at Chuck E. Cheese. Walking through the parking lot to her car, a man walked up behind her, grabbed her, and started to drag her away. She didn't even see him coming, and she was surprised. The only reason why the attacker fled was because she started fighting back. Manheim Township Police said the incident is surprising because it happened in a well-lit, highly populated parking lot. All right, that about does it for the news. But if you have anything to submit, please either call us or email us. You can call in at... or email me at brian@showbizpizza.com.
Leave your message at the recorded prompt, and please start each message with your name followed by your login name on the forum.
And once again, we'd like to thank everybody for being such a good sport for our April Fool's shenanigans. That about does it for this week's show, episode 11. We should be back on a regular schedule, possibly a monthly show now. So we're going to need your help with submissions and everything. That about does it. For now, this is Brian and...
Jeff.
And we'll see you real soon.
Peace.
Peace.